All right, City Limits, let's go to what is rapidly becoming one of our favorite times of the week, Nick Kostos. He's on the line. He's the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Nick is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted HVAC and plumbing provider for over 50 years. Nick, I'm trusting that you're well. We have a big game. Both teams trying to go to 3-0. Chargers at Steelers. How do you expect this game to play out? What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, Joe, thanks for having me. I think such an evenly matched game. And Joe, the point spread tells you that Pittsburgh gets a pretty healthy home field advantage. Obviously, like the crowd in Pittsburgh is great, and Pittsburgh Steelers fans travel everywhere. So you have the Steelers as a 1.5-point favor right now. And basically what that means is the betting market views these two teams as basically being identical. Like they're basically the same. It makes it a difficult game to predict. Now, I will say, if I knew for sure that Justin Herbert were fully healthy, the Chargers starting quarterback, I think this becomes an easy bet for me, at least, on the Chargers. And that's not meant to be an anti-Steelers take, but in a game where we know both teams want to play defense, both teams want to run the football, out of the two Justins, and Justin Fields has been good to start the season, hasn't turned it over, I don't know how you can take Justin Fields over Justin Herbert, but Herbert's obviously dealing with an ankle injury. He's going to play in this game. He practiced yesterday on Thursday in a limited fashion, but that ankle was heavily taped. I lean towards the Chargers, but there's a chance like this game starts and like Herbert can't move. And if he has to be replaced in this game, Easton Stick is the backup. He's brutal. And I think the Steelers would be very likely to win. So like game starts, Herbert looks good. I think the Chargers will win. If Herbert can't move, I would like the Steelers. And I'll give you one prop thought if you'll allow me.
Please.
For the Steelers in this game. So I do play a ton of fantasy football and a ton of best ball, season-long fantasy football, and I'm in a couple leagues with people where they are starting to panic on George Pickens because of what happened last week against the Denver Broncos. Like not a great stat line in the box score for George Pickens against Patrick Surtain in Denver last weekend. But if you watch the game, and I know Steelers fans obviously did watch the game, that could have been a huge game for Pickens. Had a touchdown called back on an offensive penalty. Multiple pass interference calls from Patrick Surtain on George Pickens. So not only am I not worried about George Pickens, I think he's basically matchup proof. His receiving yards prop this week at BetMGM against the Chargers is 44.5. Mm. I think that's insulting to George Pickens, even in a low volume passing offense. So give me the over on George Pickens, 44.5 receiving yards. And again, I'll take the Chargers if you maybe pick the winner of the game begrudgingly.
Man, Pickens might get that on one play. I can't believe, Nick, that there's a person named Easton Stick. What would the line be if he was declared the starter? How far would it go up for the Steelers?
I think you might. It's a really great question. You might see Pittsburgh trying to think, like, would it be 7 or not is the question.
Wow.
Would Pittsburgh be a 7-point favorite? Maybe not, because Pittsburgh plays such, like, low-event games, and that's what the Chargers want to do also. Both teams want to run the ball, get a win, and get out of Dodge. That's not the BCS. They're not looking to win this game by margin. Flashy offensive statistics. I guess the right number is 7, because I think if it were below 7, like the Chargers wouldn't score in the game if Easton Stick were the quarterback.
Yes.
Then it's just like, how many points do you think the Steelers will score? I think it would have to be at least a touchdown.
Yes. Going up against a stick figure, you better win by at least a touchdown, Nick. There's a lot of great storylines this week. Fascinating stuff. Let's just take a little trip around the league in our allotted time. Let's start with Baltimore at Dallas. The Ravens reeling right now. You can't go 0-3, can you?
Oh, I will just add, just on the Chargers game, I guess like Taylor Heinicke is there also. They traded for him at the end of training.
Yeah.
It's possible Heinicke would play, but I mean, both of those guys would be in contention to come in and play. Either way, like the Steelers would be a monster favorite in the game against either one of those quarterbacks. As far as the Ravens and Cowboys go, I don't think Baltimore will go to 0-3. And I look at both teams, the Ravens and Cowboys, and what they've done through the first 2 weeks. And, you know, Dallas beats Cleveland in week one. But the final score, I think, is not indicative of the game that was actually played on the field. Cleveland was also down 2 starting offensive linemen in that game, both offensive tackles. So, you know, I don't know how impressive a win that actually is for Dallas in retrospect. And then they get the doors blown off them last week at home. by Derek Carr and the New Orleans Saints. Now, compare and contrast with Baltimore. Bad loss last week to the Raiders. We bet the Raiders in that game. But Baltimore definitely should have won that game. Kept it really close against the Chiefs in week one. I think the Ravens are better than Dallas. The betting market says right now Baltimore is a road favorite in this game. The implication is that Baltimore is a good amount better than Dallas. Mm. It's not one of my favorite bets of the week, Joe, but I would take the Baltimore Ravens if I had to bet the game.
Man, that one. That's a tough place to go. I don't trust the Cowboys. Nobody trusts the Cowboys. But on a given week in the regular season, they've got the kind. Of course, they could win at home, and Baltimore would be 0-3. Okay, let's go to Cincy then. They're not going to go 0-3 at home against Washington. Of course, I was saying the same thing. How could they lose to New England at home? That's an automatic win. What's up with the Bengals?
Yeah, I think they should have won last week against the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, that's a really, like, unlucky loss for Cincinnati. I mean, we all watched that game in the 4 o'clock Eastern time window. Like, bad result for Cincinnati. And I think, Joe, the thought is, since he's just going to bounce back and, like, roll out of bed and win this game by margin, and while it's possible that could happen, right? Like, I'll always stop short of saying anything's a guarantee. Like, anything can happen once the game starts. If the point spread, Joe, is going to be above 7, and right now on Monday Night Football, doubleheader on Monday night, this is the second of the two, you have Cincy as a 7.5-point favorite. I actually like Washington to cover the spread in this game at more than a touchdown. Very quietly, Washington's offense has not been terrible to start the season with the rookie second overall pick in the draft, Jaden Daniels. And Cincinnati's defense is, like, we like the offense. We're focused on Burrow and Chase and Higgins. I don't think this defense is very good. I think Washington can absolutely score on them to keep up. Now, I do think Cincy will win and improve to 1-2, but I did bet the Commanders here, Joe. If anyone out there agrees and you want to bet Washington, please do not bet +7. Try to get +7.5 if you like Washington. Then you would win if the Cincinnati Bengals win the game by 7.
Quick aside here on a game, and we're talking to Nick Kostos, a game that just happened. Man, I don't care who he was playing. That looked like Aaron Rodgers. I consider the Jets, if Rodgers stays healthy, a playoff lock. Do you agree?
Yeah, I'll actually take it a step further, Joe. I said this before the season, and I live in New York. I grew up here, and I got a lot of pushback from people locally. Like, how could you say this? I think the Jets, and you can make a case it's Houston also, like the Texans, if C.J. Stroud can kind of like reach his potential. I actually think the Jets are the most likely team to knock off the Chiefs in the AFC playoffs this year. If Rodgers is going to look like that, like he did last night, but it was like a turn back the clock performance. He was excellent, obviously. Their roster's really good. Like, the offensive line is 50 times better than it was last year. Obviously, they've got studs all over the defense. Hassan Reddick hasn't even reported yet. I think the Jets' ultimate upside this year, I won't predict it to happen, Joe, because I'll still take Kansas City. Their ultimate upside is to win the Super Bowl, to win the Lombardi Trophy. And I said this prior to the game this week. I like betting on the Jets to win the AFC East now. Cupcake schedule coming up, and then they host the Bills coming up about a month from now. And they win that game, and they will unquestionably be the favorites in that division.
What part of New York are you from, Nick?
I grew up in Queens. Mm. I went to high school on Long Island. I went to college in the Bronx, and I currently live on Staten Island because where my wife is from and her family's from. So I'm stuck on Staten Island for now.
Holy bird milk. My first roommate at Cortland was from Staten Island. My brother Johnny lived in Queens. I was born in Northport, Long Island, which City Limits here didn't know. My dad's from Brooklyn, and we went to Riverhead every summer to the beach.
Where, what hospital were you born at?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Well, I thought maybe we were both born at North Shore. So
no, I'll ask my mom about that. North Shore Hospital. We'll do that. City Limits, this is interesting, isn't it?
All new information to me.
It really is. All right, Nick, let's move along here. The New Orleans Saints. What are we doing here? Are they actually good? Is Derek Carr good? Are they going to beat the Eagles? Is that offense going to keep rolling?
What I'm going to offer you now, it's a total guess. And I think everyone's guessing right now, including the betting market. And Joe, I would encourage all the listeners to think about this also, right? We all watch football. And every year, there's always a team or teams early in the season, and I think you could say this negatively also, a team negatively, like going below expectations, but there's usually at least one team that like wildly exceeds expectations to start the year. This year it's the Saints, and the betting market kind of like doesn't know what to do with them. There is a chance that we watch this game on Sunday, right, with the Saints hosting the Eagles likely to be without star receiver A.J. Brown, bad secondary, no pass rush, and the Saints blow the doors off the Eagles, and we say, wow, like, remember when the Saints were only a 2.5-point favorite at home against Philadelphia? Mm. We're way wrong on that. They should have been a bigger favorite. But I think the thing that's tripping up people that bet, right, like sharp bettors, people that bet a lot of money, is what if that's not true? So every time, Joe, the point spread of this game hits 3, New Orleans a 3-point favorite. And you don't have to be like a sharp bettor or whatever in the weeds on this stuff to know. 3 is the most important number in the NFL. Think about how scoring works, right? So 3 is, from the betting perspective, the most important number. Every time the point spread goes up to New Orleans -3, people bet Philadelphia and it gets knocked back down off of 3 down to 2.5. That's my expectation as to where we'll go. I think if you're betting the Eagles, you're guessing. And if you're betting the Saints, you are guessing. Now, that's okay. Like, we can bet to have fun, and that's all right. My guess is that the Saints win this game by margin. And, Joe, if people want to bet this game and you like New Orleans, my advice would be bet an alternate spread. These are all offered at domestic sports books where you can, like, make the spread bigger and you get a bigger payout. I would lay New Orleans to win the game by 7 points, by -9.5 for them to win by 10. I think if they win this game, they might win going away.
Down to the two-minute drill here with Nick Kostos, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Vegas seems to not yet believe in Sam Darnold. Is that the case? Or do they just believe more and way more in C.J. Stroud on the road? You have Houston favored by 2 at Minnesota. I like Kevin O'Connell. I think I like Sam Darnold. And my friend here, City Limits, loves Sam Darnold. What say you?
Yeah, I actually think this is a healthy amount of respect for Sam Darnold. Texans rated as one of the best teams in the league. And it's basically, in a game with a decently high total, this is basically like pick the winner of the game. Like, it's unlikely to end. Houston wins the game by 1. So if you're betting Minnesota, you are betting the Vikings because you think they can win this game. And I would push back a little bit, and I don't want to turn this into an anti-Sam Darnold thing. It's much, much less anti-Sam Darnold as it is pro C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. Like, Stroud is that guy. He just is. Like, he's probably the next great quarterback. He's unbelievable. The Texans roster, top to bottom, is better than Minnesota's. Joe, one thing I will agree with you on, KOC is an unbelievable coach. I think he should be the favorite to win coach of the year right now in that betting market. He's not. Jim Harbaugh is. So I love Kevin O'Connell, but I think the talent disparity is too wide here. I'll take the Houston Texans to win and cover Sunday in Minnesota.
Lastly, Nick, I have a little upset special brewing here. I think the Steelers caught Kirk Cousins at a very good time in week 1, coming off a long-term layoff. I actually think they're going to be a good offense. I think they're going to cover and win outright against the Chiefs, who are a 3-point road favorite. You?
I agree. I don't know if the Falcons will win. I bet them +3.5. So we do this interview on Friday, right? And the betting markets are open all week. My advice to people now would be, if you agree with Joe and you agree with me that Atlanta is going to be live in this game, like, wait to see if you can bet +3.5. It is a much better bet than +3. At 3, I guess, like, I would still like, I like Atlanta a little bit, but I think Chiefs winning by 3 is a really likely outcome here, which is why I wanted the +3.5. And Joe, I'll give you like 20 seconds quickly on how I see Kansas City moving forward this season.
Yeah.
The team that they are the most likely team to win the Super Bowl. They are my pick before the season to win. I think Mahomes is still the most likely player to win MVP. But we did see this last year with Kansas City, the offense struggling, like, to win games by margin, to cover big numbers. Isaiah Pacheco, their starting running back, is out at least 6 to 8 weeks. Andy Reid said this, alluded that it might be the whole year. Hollywood Brown is on IR. Xavier Worthy did nothing last week against Cincinnati. There's a chance that this Chiefs offense is going to sputter a little bit moving forward. And my concern is not that they can't win games, but can they win games by enough margin to cover bets like this, like to cover a 3.5-point spread? So Atlanta +3.5, Joe, is a bet for me on Sunday night.
Nick, great stuff as always. I've put out the question as to where I was born. Is it North Shore Hospital in Northport?
North Shore is in Manhasset.
Manhasset.
Close enough, though.
Yeah, close enough. I'm checking on that right now. We'll get back to it next week.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
That guy's incredible. The energy there. Right, Limits?
Yeah, I was just saying goodbye to him. Yeah, he's one of my favorites. He talks a mile a minute.
He is amazing. I think he's great. I can't believe we signed him as a free agent.
Is it as good as a deal as Patrick Queen?
So far, it's better.
Yeah.
I think. That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. I bet